Oh, you didn't know? Well, you better call somebody right here on the buzzer beater, AM 1340 KXEO. Thanks to Daniel McCarty for coming in and recapping Mexico baseball. One other thing that we did want to kind of talk about this morning was the track meet that's going on over at Mexico. It's been a busy, busy couple of days at Hawthorne Heights. Maddie, just kind of tell us a little bit about the track meet today for Mexico. One guy competing, correct?
Yeah, Andrew Poister is running today. I can't remember what event he's in exactly, but I think it's very good as a junior to make it through our district in the first place. Our district was really, really hard this year. So I'm glad that we still have a Mexico boy running.
And that's at sectionals.
Yes, at sectionals.
Yep. And at Hawaii.
At home.
No. Oh, it's at home?
Yeah, it's here.
Sectionals
is here. Hawaii was at Elias. Okay.
Yeah. Boys 3,200.
Oh, but district meet was at Elias.
Yes,
okay.
District
okay.
Yes.
3,200. So,
boys 3,200 had a time of 10:13 in districts at Helias to make it to sectionals today. So best of luck to Andrew and
1,600 and 3,200 were kind of what I like to run. That's a pretty good time, 10:13. So good luck to him.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll kind of get off of high school sports, but we did before we do that, we want to give a congratulations to North Callaway baseball team.
North Callaway and Higbee both
yep.
Had some big moments this past week. Higbee, their first ever district baseball title. Congratulations to them. And also North Callaway, you and I both know, they also celebrated one as well.
Yeah, 1999 was the last time that North Callaway Thunderbirds had a district championship. Sam Piesold, their star pitcher over there, he's doing some great things. And as you know, they really weren't even supposed to be there. But as I understand it, one of the teams that was supposed to be in the district championship had a pitch count violation, Fatima, and so that kept them out of that district championship. North Callaway gets in there, and they maximize their opportunity. So
absolutely did, and congratulations and best of luck for them. Also, some big news in the high school ranks from St. Louis is Vashon coach Tony Irons is leaving that school to become the head coach at Mineral Area College. Now, we know what happened the last time and Irons left with Sean as far as a coach. They kind of went down a little bit, so maybe that opens it up for some other area schools to kind of do a little bit better in basketball.
Oh, dang it. He's leaving.
Maddie, I'll pass you the tissue as you are getting emotional about this. Yes, absolutely. Well, we'll see what happens over there. I still think Vashon is going to be one of the top teams in the state as far as that go. They have extremely good athletes over there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many of those athletes stay in the Vashon school district. I mean, they might
get in the transfer portal.
So to speak.
Right. Not that there is one in high school basketball.
No.
But, we want to switch now gears to college softball. Mizzou kind of a stumble yesterday in the regional as they were playing Omaha and ended up losing in extra innings by a score of 3-1. It takes the steam out of your sails, and they're going to have to climb an uphill battle now. They'll have to win four straight to get to a super regional. They do have a game this afternoon, but Mizzou, only four hits against Omaha yesterday. Omaha ace Cameron Meyer was just phenomenal on the mound.
I watched quite a bit of that game, and Mizzou just... They didn't do a good job of maximizing, and that's what it comes down to when you get into the these regionals and super regionals. You really got to maximize your base runners. They ran into a number of outs, particularly early in the game. They tried to steal. They tagged up from third, tried to go home. Both those runners were thrown out. And give credit to Omaha. You got to make the plays. They did a good job of that. Mizzou never could quite capitalize, and it hurt the Tigers. They've got to win four straight now in order to come out of this regional, and that's not an easy thing to do.
I think maybe Mizzou could still be kind of in a slump from their loss in the championship. I think it's great that they even made it to that point, but I just know that sometimes you got to – You're still in that funk, you know what I mean?
Get that engine running again. Yeah. They left eight players on base yesterday, not able to get them across the plate. And, you got to score runs to win the game, of course.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens this afternoon.
Mizzou baseball is done.
Yeah, they're over. Season's over. They're going to hit the golf course now or do what they do in the summertime.
A couple of other Mizzou stories. Mizzou women's basketball gets a big transfer. Tiana Heron from Texas. This is a gal who was a top 70 player when she came out of high school, went to Kentucky. She's been injury prone. That's been the big knock on her, but she's got some talent at 6'4". And, that's been the problem with Robin Pinchton's teams for years and years and years. Is she hasn't been able to get a center. If she can stay healthy, she's found a center.
Don't sleep on Robin Pinchton. That's all I'm going to say. She's been doing this for a number of years. I personally like Robin Pinchton. Wake up on Robin Pinchton, because I think that she's going to make a little bit of a comeback this season. We'll see what happens.
My uncle feels the same way.
Mizzou men's basketball expected to add a big of their own this week. That has yet to materialize. Josh Gray, a 7-footer from South Carolina, visited early in the week, Tuesday, I think he left town. Still no word. That's not necessarily a good sign for head coach Dennis Gates. He still hasn't been able to find a center of his own. So we'll see where that goes. And the Mizzou Oversight Committee met yesterday. No word yet about what exactly transpired there, as they were in executive session. But prior to the meeting, there were rumblings that the discussion would be about the NCAA lawsuit and the pending ramifications of the said lawsuit and exactly how the SEC was going to handle that. I would expect something of that nature probably come down in the next week. They're very close to settling this NCAA lawsuit, House versus the NCAA. So we'll see where that goes. But I think a lot of things going to be changing as far as the NIL front.
Not a bad week for the St. Louis Cardinals in Major League Baseball, although they were playing one of the worst teams in baseball with Anaheim. Ended up taking 2 out of 3 there, had a chance for a sweep, didn't get it done. But last night at Busch Stadium, the bats came alive. 4 home runs for the St. Louis Cardinals as they beat the Boston Red Sox by a score of 10-6. 14 hits. Is that offense waking up now?
Well, I said that last week. It looked like some of the bats were starting to wake up. Lars Nootbaar, I think, is there. Paul Goldschmidt is on the way there, it finally looks like. You've also got Alec Burleson, who's been slugging pretty well for the last 2 or 3 weeks now. Nolan Gorman, the last week or so, looks like his bat's starting to come alive. And that's what it's going to take. I mean, you've got to have those guys hitting. So maybe they're starting to find a little bit of function in their dysfunction. And maybe some more help along coming up because Jordan Walker is also heating up at AAA Memphis. He's hitting .325 there.
Yeah, I've seen reports this week that the Cardinals were thinking about maybe potentially bringing in Terry Francona as the manager if Ollie is fired this season or
I hadn't seen that
or is quits. We'll see what happens there. But
that
I think
that would be interesting.
That would be a good hire for the Cardinals.
Well, and I'm gonna mess up his name because I've forgotten how to say Chaim Bloom, but because it's not how Chaim.
Chom.
It's not Chom.
Yep.
He's, I saw another report this week that basically suggested the reason why he was brought on is to really learn the organization and, probably going to take over for Mazalak. And, he did very well at Tampa Bay. There are some people who questioned what he did at Boston, which if you look at Boston now, Boston's in a slump. But he was also told by the ownership there that you've got to get rid of a number of players because of financial reasons. I would be excited about him in the chair, I think. I think we'll see, if indeed it happens, I think we'll see some changes that a lot of us would like.
I think there was a scandal at the very end where the players were drinking beer and eating fried chicken in the dugout with Francona that they were upset about. But maybe that's what the Cardinals players need right now, is somebody to kind of be more of a friend
Whatever
type
helps.
Manager
or,
rather than a an authoritarian figure.
Maddie said something about beer and chicken.
Oh, no.
Oh my. Chicken part, yeah. Chicken, yeah.
Right. We'll see how that goes. Kansas City Royals Last night, they're honoring their pennant-winning team from 2014. A lot of familiar faces at the ballpark at the K last night. Eric Hosmer was there. Their reliever, Montgomery, was there.
Yeah, Holland was there.
Greg Holland, I'm sorry. Yep. So, yeah, it should be an exciting weekend for the Royals. And, of course, they're still doing pretty well.
They've been consistent. That's the one thing, as you look at them all season long, is they've been really consistent, and that consistency continues. They're a half game, I believe. Out of first place, you know, that's what you got to do. Just be consistent throughout the year, and when you do have, you know, a little stumble, you just got to make it up with a little winning streak, and they've done a good job of doing that.
No doubt about it. Scottie Scheffler news from the PGA yesterday. He calls it a big misunderstanding. I hope for his case that it is. He's looking at charges of second-degree assault, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, after he disregarded signals from an officer yesterday. And there was an ESPN reporter who had an eyewitness account of what happened.
Yeah.
And that sentence carries 5 to 10 years in prison if he's found guilty. So.
Yeah, and part of me feels bad for him, because you have to understand what the kind of circumstances these guys live under. I mean, it would not be unusual if that were a security guard, which is who he said he thought it was. It would not be unusual to disregard a security guard who may or may not recognize them and just do your own thing. And I think that's what Scotty did. The unfortunate thing is that there had been a fatality accident with a bus before that right near where he was, and he didn't recognize that that was a policeman and not a security guard. And that mistake is probably going to haunt him for just a little while. I mean, this is a serious allegation.
Yeah, there's apparently a video of what happened out there, but they have not released that yet. So, I don't know. We'll keep our eye on that spot. You know, he's not doing too bad, though.
It didn't stop him on the course, no. He's now three back of the leader, Xander Schauffele, after two rounds at Valhalla. And you know what? Scottie Scheffler is, I mean, he's in that Tiger Woods mode right now, where every time he plays, he expects to win, and he's right up there in the chase.
Women getting jobs and women in sports has been a hot topic this week, and we're just going to talk a little bit.
That's why we're hiring Maddie.
Yeah, that's why.
This is what we're going to talk about. Not Harrison Bucker. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark. As a matter of fact, she had an awesome debut with the Indiana Fever. The ratings.
Scored 20, I think, in that game, if I'm not mistaken, against the Connecticut Sun.
The ratings were the big thing there, though. They outdrew.
Why is Maddie smirking? Why?
Oh, no. You're just funny.
It's
all it is.
Okay.
2.1 million viewers watched that WNBA game.
It's probably Michael just watching it over and over.
It was. He counts. How many TV sets does he have in the house?
I don't know.
But who knows? Four. Okay. Yeah. But
slight flex.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty good news for the Indiana Fever and the WNBA. You outdraw an NHL playoff game. That's some pretty big news.
Well, and we kind of thought this was coming after we saw the ratings from the last, 5-6 games she was in college, that this was going to happen. And good for her. Good for the WNBA. You know, it's kind of a new era now, I think, of the WNBA, and that's a good thing, as it's starting to get more viewership and more followers. And, you know, her being fairly close to Iowa in Indiana is a good thing, I think, for the sport. And you know what? Hopefully that momentum will sustain itself as we see her and it's going to be a little bit. You know, I thought she did a pretty good job scoring 20. She took a lot of shots. I think she was 5 out of 20 from the field. So not a great shooting percentage, but she's going to get better. I mean, she's going to learn these defenses. And, you know, I saw a little bit of the highlights of the game. Didn't watch the game. saw some highlights of the game. You know, she's probably not used to as the defense being quite as tight as it is in the WNBA. But, again, she'll get better.
Well, the thing I thought was pretty cool was there were some high school basketball coaches that took to social media and said some of their players now, whenever they're on the court and they pop a three, they yell out, "Caitlin Clark." You know, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see. I think it's catching fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of NBA, Pacers and Knicks tied at 3.
That's horrible.
Winner plays Boston. Timberwolves Nuggets tied at 3. And then Dallas 3-2 over the Thunder in that series.
Let me just say, I've been a New York Knicks fan for many, many years now. And we looked like we were going to cruise on into the conference finals. But
yeah.
Again, those pesty Indiana Pacers are hanging around. We'll see what happens. It goes back to Madison Square Garden for game number 7. It's been a long time since MSG has had a game 7. But I'm just saying, best of luck to the New York Knicks.
Okay. Well, I'll say best of luck to the Rangers. I'm not a big Rangers fan, but I'm kind of cheering for them because I don't have the Blues in this year. They have advanced along with Florida and Dallas. And then the final fourth team will either be Vancouver or Edmonton. The Canucks lead that series 3-2.
All right. Well, it's been another good sports show. We're going to come back next week. We'll have another buzzer beater coming your way. Got to go unlock the doors, let the parents out into the world, and enjoy another weekend. Matt Pilger.
Yes, you guys have
athlete of the week.
Yeah, Matt locks his parents up.
No, I make them listen to the show. But athlete of the week,
Matt. Our listenership is way up.
That's right. Yeah. Matty, you go with your athlete of the week.
Andrew Poister. He's the only Mexico track athlete to make it to sectionals, and I think that's awesome.
All right. For you, Michael.
Brendan McKeon. I'm going to take the obvious one. Brendan not only is at state today, but also the Bill Johnson Award. So, you can't lose with that.
Well, I'm going to go with two today, and they were from the sports banquet the other night. Distinguished Service Award for ethics and the way they conduct themselves on the court and in the classroom. And that is going to be Mr. Grant Broeker and Jordan Thurman. So congratulations to them.
I thought you were going to pick DJ.
Well, you know what? Saw all those guys last night at graduation, and you want to say a special shout out to the Bowling Green family.
That's just terrible what happened. So just keep Bowling Green community in your thoughts and prayers. And
graduation.
Second that.
Graduation for them tonight. We're thinking about you guys over in Bowling Green for sure. That's been another sports show right here on AM 1340 KXEO. The Buzzer Beater back next week on Saturday morning at 8:30 on KXEO.